More charges to come against suspect in Washington press gala shooting, DOJ. The Department of Justice expects to bring more charges against Cole Allen, the suspect in the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting. The 31-year-old California resident currently faces three charges, including the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. Cole Allen's journey of accountability in the criminal justice system starts today, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro said at an April 27 press conference following Allen's first court appearance. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said the three charges filed in district court also included the interstate transport of a firearm to commit a felony and the discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence. The attempted assassination of the president carries punishment up to life in prison, the weapons transportation charge by up to 10 years in prison, and the third count is punishable by a mandatory minimum term of 10 years in prison and a maximum of life in prison. There will be additional charges as this investigation continues to unfold, Pirro said. Make no mistake. This was an attempted assassination of the President of the United States, she said. The defendant's intent was to bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could. Officials said Allen's alleged manifesto, sent to family members, featured references to himself as the friendly federal assassin and included plans to target senior Trump administration officials at the April 25 dinner. Pirro also expressed gratitude to law enforcement. It could have been so much worse, but for the reality that we had the Secret Service as well as the Metropolitan Police Department and the FBI. Investigators say Allen fired a shotgun at a Secret Service agent who was working security at the Washington Hilton, where the event was held. Video footage also showed Allen running in a hallway near the ballroom. He did not make it into the ballroom. Authorities say the suspect was carrying a handgun and multiple knives in addition to the shotgun. Blanche, when asked about the absence of charges related to the assault of an officer, did not confirm whether Allen's bullet had hit an officer. We're still looking at that, and I think that's something you'll hear about in the coming days. Allen has not yet entered a plea on the charges. However, Magistrate Judge Matthew Sharbaugh informed him of his rights and set a detention hearing for May 11. Stacey Robinson and Jackson Richmond contributed to this report.